see a lot that you like from the running game in the first half?
Yeah. We really ran the ball efficiently in the first half, and it was something that we were hoping to be able to stick with, and the game situation just took us out of it. So.
From the second quarter of the Philly game on, Marshawn has been really good. What do you think has been the key there during those last 6 months?
Yeah, he's really been re-energized and refocused. He's run the ball well. I think he had something like 11 carries maybe in the first half or something like that. We were trying to get him rocking and rolling, so I'm pleased with where he's at, and I hope to be able to feed him a little bit more.
Have you looked to manage his carries a great deal this year?
No. Haven't really put a rep count on him or anything like that. We just have a rotation of the backs and try to feed who's producing.
I don't know if he's broken 18 in the first game. I don't know if he's running that much.
Yeah, we've had a pretty good split in carries in some of the rotational games that we've had, and then we've had some game situations that have taken us out of the run game a little bit earlier than we've wanted, so we haven't had the run count that we've been hoping for.
How would you assess how the offensive line has played as a group in the first 10 games?
I think that they've continued to improve. I think they've gotten a little bit more comfortable with some of the schemes that we're asking them to execute, a little bit better at some adjustments throughout the course of the season, so I think they're trending upwards and excited about riding them in the second half.
So there's going to be a lot of receiver drops, obviously, against the Patriots, but how do you go about kind of fixing something like that if it kind of pops up?
Yeah, I've had that question a lot this year. It's something that is a little bit of a fine line. There's a confidence element that's involved with drops and catching the football, and it's certainly something that we want to continue to look for ways to improve on. We've identified, Coach Moore has identified, and myself, the problematic areas or maybe routes that have multiple drops with the concept. So we're really harping on those. And then just getting extra work with the jugs machine. As many balls as you can catch as a wide receiver, that is your craft, that's your trade. So you constantly need to be working on it and look to improve it.
Is it a case where sometimes it gets in the guy's heads and the receiver really thinks about the drops and it kind of magnifies itself after a while?
I think that can happen. I think that can happen. I know when I play golf and I'm pushing the ball right off the tee a lot, I tend to think about it every time I stand over the ball. It's something you got to continually work to remind yourself that you're a professional ball catcher and that you're here for a reason. And I think that those guys are, getting their problematic areas fixed.
What are some of the things you picked up working with Bill Musgrave for 2 years?
In terms of scheme, or are you talking personality?
Coaches, you'll learn things from anybody that you work with, I assume. So what kind of things did you pick up from him and that you carry on, that you admire, that you like?
He's a very detailed guy. He likes to simplify and let the guys go execute, and that was certainly something that I respected about the way he went through a game plan process. If there was something that wasn't working itself out through the course of the practice week, we'd eliminate it or not run it on Sunday. Definitely picked that up. And he has a broad scope understanding of offense. Being a quarterback as he is, or former quarterback as he is, he's not just a pass game guy. He's got a good understanding of the run game and a good respect for the guys up front, being able to move the line of scrimmage. And definitely that was something that I admired and wanted to emulate. So,
can his knowledge of your offense be of help to their defense, or is that kind of an overrated thing?
I think it's a little overrated. With how quick the ball gets snapped, even if you hear a term, you have to react in a moment with the ball being snapped. Certainly signals and co-words and things like that we have to be very cognizant of. But in terms of line calls or cadence, things like that don't really play in as much of a factor as I think some people make it out to be.
Regarding the offensive line's growth into the scheme,
mm-hmm.
In what area have you seen the most growth over the course of the season?
I think we're getting a little bit more comfortable with our aiming points and double teams, really moving the line of scrimmage, moving the down linemen, getting up to that second level through the double team as opposed to maybe coming off a little bit earlier, and some of the outside schemes we're running more. And so they're getting more consistency, and that's something I hope to do, is provide them opportunities to get better at a scheme as opposed to getting chased out of something. So they've really been doing a nice job of their combination blocks and understanding hat placement and footwork and all that stuff. So it's been good.
The game really flips on Sunday, second quarter, to when your offense took the field early in the third. what does that do to your call sheet when maybe you think you want something next, but all of a sudden the score's 24-0 and the game certainly changes?
Yeah, it really was a tough turn, a change in dynamic. You know, we're driving down, it's 14-0. We got a chance to make it 14-7. I think Seth caught that ball on the 2 or 3 yard line. And you're kind of staying in phase. You know, I think we had more runs than we had passes in the first half. And we were really, moving that line of scrimmage and pounding the rock and staying efficient in the pass game. And then next time you possess a ball, you're looking at the clock thinking, all right, I might get 5. Maybe 6 more possessions out of this game, and we need at least 3 scores. So it certainly changes the approach. It limits the call sheet a little bit in terms of what you can run and what will be effective. You know, running a hard play action pass in the fourth quarter of that game wouldn't make a whole lot of sense because you're not going to get much movement from the linebackers or down safeties. So it definitely affects the way you call the game a little bit. But, we have to do our best with every opportunity that we get offensively, and we look forward to improving that in this last 6 games.
It's only natural that Marshawn would be less involved given that in the second half, however, on the 4th and 1. That seemed like maybe an opportunity for him to be involved.
Yeah, that's my fault. I should have gotten Marshawn in there. I should have had him tagged in the personnel grouping. In that situation, we would normally have him in there. I think he had run it a couple times previous to that and was getting a little bit of a breather. And so we plugged Mays, who's our 2nd short yardage back, in there. But you can pin that on me. I should have had him in there.
When you work under a coordinator for a couple of years, like you worked under Musgrave, does his play calling philosophy automatically kind of rub off on you a little bit? Or when you become the coordinator, do you kind of want to come in and institute your own play calling philosophy?
Yeah, I think there are elements of it. Maybe some I won't say personality traits, maybe just some kind of nuances of the game that you naturally talk through as a coordinator and quarterback coach. Those experiences are kind of lived through the other coordinator, but we were together 2 years. I have some other influences that probably shaped my play calling more than that.
Last one, guys.
Seth had a rough day at the office against England. What have you seen from him in terms of a rebound with a guy like that? Is he somebody that you need to kind of pick up and get going, or what's the dynamic there?
Yeah, through your coaching career, you run into players that are given everything they got. Seth is a professional and works his tail off. And yeah, he had a rough day at the office, but it wasn't for lack of trying or focus or preparation. I don't mean to simplify it for those who are as frustrated as we are about it, but sometimes bad days happen. And Seth is an extremely hard worker that will bounce back from it. He's focused and purposely working extra this week so that he can bounce back with a strong performance against Denver, and we have all the faith in the world in Seth.